Welcome, everyone, to Here's the Deal with internationally known Christian leader Larry Tomczak. For 50 years, Larry's helped multitudes fulfill their destiny, and he's passionate to do it for you. Join us on the journey of understanding the key issues of our day with a biblically informed worldview. Now, here's the deal with Larry Tomczak.
Welcome, everybody, to Here's the Deal. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I want to be your buddy, your friend, your whatever. I want to come alongside to tell you whatever I can to help you on your pathway as a Christian so that you'll grow, you'll mature, and you can learn from, yes, my dumbest mistakes. That's what I've been dealing with for quite a while, because after 50 years, I've made a ton of them. But man, I've learned a lot. And as Paul said, I bear in my body the scars, so to speak, and I do. But I think now I not only can benefit, but I can pass along things to you so that you'll stay on the right track. Now in Proverbs, you know, the first chapter, it says, listen, my son, and there's warnings there about stay away from these people. My son, avoid these people. They're out for gain. They're out for destruction of people. Stay clear of it. And in Proverbs 1, you know what it says? I believe it's in verse 20. It says, wisdom cries out in the street. She utters her voice in the market. So it's like God is saying to us, be careful. That's what you're doing with your children. They say, oh, dad, mom, everybody's doing it and all that. You say, no, son, not everybody's doing it. And even if they were, we follow the Lord. As for me and my house, son, we follow the Lord. And so God says here in verse 21, he says that wisdom cries out at the corner of the streets, in the opening of the gates. She speaks her word in the city, saying, how long will you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For the scorner delights in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. In other words, they don't listen. Turn at my reproof. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. And what is that? It's warning. It's alert. And then it goes on to say this, because I have called and you refused to listen. I've stretched out my hand and no one regards, because you neglected wisdom. You neglected my counsel, and you would have none of what I'm telling you. Then the Lord is saying, then I'm going to have to just turn you over and you'll suffer the consequences. And that's what happens to people. And hopefully then they will learn. That's what Romans 1 tells us about. People, they don't honor God. They don't give thanks to God. And what they do is they get involved in sinful activity and they go a downward spiral that destroys their lives. How many people? I'm listening to a audio book with my wife and daughter right now by Bill O'Reilly, Killing the Celebrities. And it's a book that talks about John Lennon, Elvis Presley, and Muhammad Ali. All three of these were epic figures. They changed American culture in terms of music and life. But all three of them came to tragic ends, ended almost broke. If you saw the movie Elvis, you know what I'm talking about. And they handled it very gingerly. But when you get the real facts, it was a mess. And John Lennon, my God, when I was listening to this audiobook on his life, man, the heroin addiction, and the same thing Elvis with his drugs and gluttony and immorality, and John Lennon, the same thing, and he's married to Yoko Ono, and then we're seeing the Beatles destroyed because of her influence, and then she's telling him, why don't you consort and get a younger lady, and we'll stay kind of together in our relationship, but you can, you know, fornicate with some. I mean, it's like you say, the deception. And in the end, Elvis dies. He's on the commode. He falls over. Isn't that terrible? They called him the king, and there he ends at, what, 42? John Lennon is shot. Horrible. And Muhammad Ali giving his money to the Nation of Islam, and he's being manipulated and controlled. You say, Larry, I don't want to go down those paths. Well, that's right. And the Bible says we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, and so we're to run the race, fix our eyes on Jesus. And we do that not in some ethereal, mystical way, but by looking to the Word, by being planted in a local church where they uphold the Word of God, by having friendships and relationships with people, also honoring our father and our mother. That doesn't mean they're always right, but we can honor them and we can appeal when there's some things that maybe we're not seeing eye to eye. But bottom line, we follow through. Now, in Proverbs, it's warning us. It's like, you know, you come sometimes, have you ever seen it where there's a police officer or somebody there and they have the, you know, duct tape and they block it off and they say, hold it, the bridge is out, or hold it, there's been an accident. Well, that's what God's doing in Proverbs. He's giving us warning. Now, some people say, well, you got to let young people do what they want. You know, it's fine. They got to learn, don't they? Let them, you know, if they're going to get drunk, let them, you know, they're only 15, let them get drunk at home. Folks, that is the foolishness of man. And that is not what the scripture says. We do have laws even too with drugs. And when people say, well, it's okay, it'll be legalized. I know so-and-so did it. No, I don't care who did it. You look at the destruction of lives. I mean, my heroes as a college student before I came to the Lord was Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. They all died tragically at 27 years of age. They call it the 27 Club. There's a whole list of them. Look at the end of Whitney Houston. I mean, you go right on down the line. So I'm sharing these things. If you're young, listen. Now, I'm going to tell you how Proverbs 1 says, be careful. And if you go on in Proverbs, in chapters like 5 and 6, you see where it talks about immoral people that are seducing. The loose woman, oh, she comes along and you read it. You talk about relevancy. Oh, my husband's not here. Come, my bed is all ready and the perfume. And folks, we got to be careful. Things on movies, things in music. And that's why if you're a young person, you've got to be alert. And as parents, you can't just say, well, you know, I gave my son a phone. Folks, there's a click away from the most graphic, filthy debauchery and pornography. And you've got to have filters and be alert. And you've got to be a guardian, a steward. Now, let me tell you a blunder I almost made. Man alive, I was in a Christian gathering in D.C. when I was a young believer, single man. And this young girl came up to me, very attractive. She was visiting from some other state. And, you know, we were talking, and then somehow she drew me out a bit about where I lived. Well, I thought that was it. Now, she was very attractive. And you know what? The next morning, I was in bed. I was, you know, just getting up at whatever it was on a Saturday morning. And I was, at the time, living in a little apartment above a church building. And I heard this knock one story below. Somebody was knocking. And I think it was warm weather or something. So I just had my pajama bottoms on. I don't even think I had a top on. And I just went to the window. I looked down and guess who was there? It was this attractive girl. And she said, hey, how you doing? You know, and I was still getting up. I was woozy, you know, getting up. And she wanted to get together. Now, folks, I just want to tell you, I just thank God that I didn't give in. What could have happened if I said, well, wait, let me get my shirt on. And I invited this attractive girl. Nobody's there in the church there early Saturday morning. Imagine if something had, if she had put the moves on me. And I was like, it says, like an ox that's led to the slaughter. That's what it is. And that's in the context of immorality. But by the grace of God, I just talked to her through the window. And I said, this was not her name, Mary, but I said, well, Mary, hey, I'm glad you're here and to visit DC, but I really can't come down. I can't let you in right now. I'm sorry. I got a schedule. I got stuff. And I dismissed her. Now that was a near miss, folks. And I say that. You say, oh, Larry, come on. You're paranoid. No. The Bible says flee evil. The Bible says we're to run away from that. The Bible tells us, don't give any foothold to the devil. And what is that? That's a landing strip. And it's seduction. And sexuality, you got to really watch it. So if you're listening as a young person, you got to be alert. I say red alert. All it takes is one little mistake. Now, you know what my mom used to tell us? And again, my mom and dad, they were very good Catholic people. But they said, my mom would say to my sister, and if you ever come home and tell me you're pregnant, you just keep walking a mile down the road to Lake Erie and just walk in. Now, that was a scare. But that's how serious they took. Don't you ever get involved in sexual immorality and promiscuity. And it put the fear of the Lord in me. And so I, by the grace of God, there I was in high school. They wouldn't even let me go to a party in the 8th grade. but I learned. So maybe you're a young person, you say, well, sometimes I feel my mom and dad are a little stricter. They got too many rules and all that. Thank God that you've got good parents that are looking out for you. All right, we're going to continue on these paths, but this was one. It was a big blunder almost. And there's times God spares us in his mercy and we can pass along to others like I'm doing to you. Lord, I just pray right now for all who are listening to this podcast, and especially those that are young, that we flee evil, that we give no place to sexual immorality in our life. We don't rationalize, justify, well, people live together, it's okay, our friends with benefits. Those are lies from the pit of hell that destroy lives. Keep us alert. And we say, Father, also, we repent right now if there's anything we're doing of compromise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening. And I hope your life has been enriched by this episode of Here's the Deal. Two quick requests. Number one, would you give some feedback by rating, reviewing, subscribing to the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or any podcast platform that you're currently listening through? And then secondly, in Philippians 1:5, Paul thanked the community there for their partnership in the gospel. And if you were strengthened and inspired by today's episode, would you consider standing with us with your prayers and practical financial support? Just go to LarryTomczak.com. That's Larry Tomczak, TOMCZAK.com. And you know, you can also go over there to BullseyeChallenge.com, which is loaded with additional resources that will help you hit the mark on today's cultural controversial issues. Please join us next time so we can equip and encourage you to be salt, as Jesus said, winsomely influencing the culture with biblical truth. I'm Larry Tomczak. God bless you.